In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, The Life and Character of Grand Ayatollah Hussein Mazahiri. Dear listeners, the great religious authority and source of emulation, Grand Ayatollah Mazahiri, was born in 1312 in the Iranian calendar in Tehran, one of the cities of Isfahan province. His family were a religious family, and they very much loved the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Ayatollah Mazahiri's family and upbringing played a crucial role in shaping his character. Ayatollah Mazahiri entered the Islamic Seminary of Isfahan in 1326 in the Iranian calendar. Many prominent religious figures appeared in the Seminary of Isfahan in the previous eras, especially during the Safavids. Even though at the time of Ayatollah Mazahiri, the Islamic Seminary of Isfahan was not as stellar as the previous eras, it had the benefit of many great teachers of the Islamic Seminary. Ayatollah Mazahiri first went to the Masjid Sayyid Isfahan School and studied religious sciences there. He finished his Sath studies in Isfahan, and then in 1330 in the Iranian calendar, he migrated to Qom to make use of the great scholars in that city. He studied jurisprudence and principles of jurisprudence, as well as other subjects such as philosophy. Ayatollah Mazahiri would also teach different seminary courses at this time. Ayatollah Mazahiri's teachers in Isfahan were Haj Jamal Khansari and Haj Ahmad Muqaddas. Some of his other teachers were Ayatollah Khademi, Fayyaz, Tayyib, Adib, and others. In Qom, his teachers were Ayatollah Abdul Jawad Jabal Amili, Ayatollah Mar'ashi Najafi, Ayatollah Mujahidi, Ayatollah Sheikh Murtaza Ha'iri, Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Sultani, Ayatollah Burujerdi, Allama Tabatabai, and Ayatollah Imam Khomeini.
در روایات می‌خوانیم یه جوانی عاشق یک زنی شده بود و چاره ای نداشت. آدم عفیفی بود، آدم مقدسی بود.
It is mentioned in the narrations that illegitimate look at a woman may cause lots of sins. This sin is mostly rooted in unneeded talks and conversations with stranger women and in sinful and lustful thoughts. Once these dirty looks and thoughts enter one's life, that person cannot stop them easily. Day by day, this feeling of having a look at stranger women will increase, and more sins will be recorded in one's record of deeds. Once, a chaste young man fell in unlawful love with a female maid. He could not stop thinking about her, and this will put him in a sinful situation. He went to Imam al-Sadiq and asked him for a solution. Imam stated, "Take care not to commit sin. Take care not to have unlawful look at that woman, because this may cause a wretched destiny for you." The Imam suggested that young man to be patient in this case.
Hazrat farmudan ke sabr kon bara khoda waqti ke barkhord ba un zan mikoni bedune in ke nigah besh bokoni cheshmat ham bezar bogo allahumma a'tini min fazlik khodaya az fazl o karamat be man ata kon az fazl o karamat.
Imam said, "This time when facing that woman without having a straight look, say, 'O Allah, bestow to me out of your mercy.'" After a while, the owner of this maid came to the young man and asked him to take care of the woman when he is on a trip. The young man did not accept the stranger woman in his house unless the owner divorces the maid and let her free. In this period of time, the young man had a legitimate relation with the woman, and day by day, the heat of his earlier love decreased. When the owner of the maid was back, he did not ask for the maid to return and congratulated the young man on their marriage. In this way, a sinful situation was changed to a merciful one just because of the suggestion of Imam al-Sadiq to the young man. This is how the mercy of Allah works.
پس گردونی به من این زن مال تو و پروردگار عالم اون که میخواست به طور خرق عادت به طور ناگهانی به او عنایت کرد.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Ayatollah Mazahiri, one of the outstanding religious jurists in our time, has done many cultural and scholarly services throughout his blessed life. One of the things he did which transformed the Islamic seminary was his diligence in holding lessons on morality and promoting the spirit of spirituality of the highly educated scholars and young students of the Islamic seminary. Before the victory of the Islamic Revolution, on the insistence of the highly educated scholars and students of the Islamic seminary, as well as their good reception of Ayatollah Mazahiri's lessons on morality, these lessons were first held in Faizia School in Qum, and the outcome of them are many virtuous students and scholars who are now at the service of the Shia faith. Ayatollah Mazahiri also did many services to improve the Islamic seminaries, both before and after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Among them, before the revolution, along with great scholars such as Ayatollah Misbah-i Yazdi and Ayatollah Kharrazi, they participated in writing the scientific and educational plans of Darrah-e Haq Institute, which brought many blessings. In the year 1374 in the Iranian calendar, his migration from Qom to his hometown Isfahan made the Islamic Seminary of Isfahan independent. In Isfahan, he did many services to the Islamic seminary of this city, such as establishing the Center of Management of the Islamic Seminary of Isfahan. The Center for Specialist Education of the Islamic Seminary of Isfahan, the Counseling Center of the Islamic Seminary of Isfahan, and many other centers related to the Islamic Seminary of Isfahan. IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Ayatollah Mazahiri, other than holding lessons on morality, has engaged in teaching different courses and subjects for many years in the Islamic seminaries. Subjects such as jurisprudence, principles of jurisprudence, philosophy, economics, and others. Since the year 1365 in the Iranian calendar, Ayatollah Mazahiri has held Kharij lessons on jurisprudence and principles of jurisprudence. Ayatollah Mazahiri has also written many books on subjects, especially morality. He has written books on the Holy Quran, such as The Teachings of Islam in Surah Yasin and Resurrection in the Quran. He has also written a number of books on jurisprudence, such as Manasik Hajj, meaning Rites of Hajj, Risale Tawzih al-Masail, which is Book of Practical Islamic Laws. Ayatollah Mazahiri has written many books on morality, such as Jihad Against the Carnal Soul, Morality in the House, Family in Islam, and Toward the Truth. Ayatollah Mazahiri was and is not neglectful of political activities, both before and after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Just like the majority of the people of Iran, he too made great effort to topple the despotic Pahlavi regime and establish an Islamic government. Ayatollah Mazahiri has been a member of the Society of Seminary Teachers of Qom. He, along with this society, would issue manifestos condemning the injustices of the Shah. Likewise, after the Islamic Revolution, he started holding lessons on morality for the general public. He was also a defendant of Imam Khomeini and at present Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, the current supreme leader of Iran. May Allah protect Ayatollah Mazahiri and grant him success. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Grand Ayatollah Mazahiri. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.